Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, broadcast from the Arlington Chamber of Commerce. This is your host, Herb Comer, with my co-hosts. Let's see. Lauren Rizzo from Cressa, Joe Applebaum from Potomac Companies, Laura Van Epperen, Andrew Lewis, Lewis Financial Group, Mike Rossno, Arlington Chamber of Commerce, Frank Pietrantonio from Cooley, and Will Barrington and John Schuhart. We have a great lineup of guests on our show today. John, will you please give us the rundown?
Sure, Herb. First guest we have is Sean Jensen. He's the president and CEO of Polukai Services. Then we'll have Rahul Nabade, chairman and president of Validitech.
Mm-hmm.
Third guest will be Melissa Jezier, president and CEO of Eagle Hill Consulting. And we'll finish up with Mark Wertheimer. He's shareholder and partner of Seltzer, Gervich, Rabin, Wertheimer, Pollitt, and Obesny.
Let's get to know Sean Jensen, president and CEO of Polukai Services. Sean, what is Polukai Services? What do you guys do?
We are a defense contractor doing construction and environmental cleanup for various federal contracts around the country.
How large or how small is this company?
We're 60 employees.
60 employees. And how old is the company?
It's 15 years now.
15 years. And how long have you been with the company?
15 years.
Oh, how'd you get a job with it?
I started it.
You started this business?
Yes.
Where'd the venture capital come from?
My 401k, $1,600.
You started this business by cashing in your 401k?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Wow. You must have quite an entrepreneurial background. Where are you from originally?
I'm from New York City.
Where in New York City?
Manhattan.
Uh-huh. And did anything interesting happen in your childhood?
Yeah, I was born in New York City, but was raised in Florida.
Why were you raised in Florida?
Well, my parents moved down there in the 70s, hoping to find work, and it went into a disaster spin, and I ended up in foster care at around 5.5 years old.
You remember ending up in foster care at 5.5?
I remember visibly seeing my parents with as I was pulling in the social worker's car away.
What do you mean you remember that experience?
I remember them looking at me and never seeing them again.
So what happened?
My stepdad was a drunk and a drug user, and he wasn't working, and my mom was pulling shifts at the motel as a maid, and violence broke out, and police showed up, and the social workers took us away.
So what was the trajectory between that experience and you starting this business?
Well, you know, having had everything taken away from you and everything you know, and starting out essentially with nothing and no one, I did get adopted eventually at 8, and did have to struggle. You know, I had to learn how to read again. I had to learn how to write. I was held back in the second grade, and I decided I needed to grow up and find myself.
Wait a minute. So you weren't adopted for a couple years, and you weren't able to read or write, and you got held back. I mean, you got everything going against you.
Yeah, basically my path trajectory was probably jail.
Uh-huh. What happened? So what'd you do to yourself?
Well, I think it's twofold. I mean, one, you know, my adopted parents did everything they could to try and get me to where I was, but I rebelled and left home at 15, finished high school, joined the Marines.
You joined the Marines.
Yeah, 17.
Who's got the next question here, Lauren?
Why was joining the Marines so appealing to you?
Well, for me, you know, I needed to find myself, and I found, you know, what I decided was that if I signed up for 8 years, that would give me plenty of time to do the soul searching I needed to figure out what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. Frank, do you have a question there?
So on your website, you talk about really treating your company employees as families, and yet you had a very difficult family experience growing up. How did you learn to treat people as family?
I just decided that the things that happened to me don't need to happen to other people. And, you know, I made a decision to be a better person than the people that I encountered in my past and treat people right and treat people with respect. And that
earlier, Frank asked you a question. I believe it was something to the effect of, you know, now that you've been experienced having complete loss, aren't you afraid of having complete loss again?
No.
What do you mean, no? What are you talking about?
Well, first of all, we've built such fantastic relationships that
you're telling me, if even though you didn't have safety in people, you still feel safety in people?
Absolutely.
But it's not because of the money.
No.
What do you mean? I thought the whole thing, the whole reason to make a lot of money was your safety coming from money. You don't think so?
No, I don't. I think it's the safety is investment in people, and it's in they're the ones that are going to help you in the time of need. I think if you, I'm a firm believer in karma. What comes around goes around, but also the importance of building strong relationships, because that's what's going to get you through tough times.
So you built the family you never had as a child.
You know, that's an excellent way to put it, but I also think it has a lot to do with, you know, my background. Yeah, in the sense that family is important, definitely, and being Hawaiian too, you know. The discovery of my roots, finding my biological family, I think that really connected, kind of rounded out the full circle why I am who I am
as a person. What do you mean finding your roots helped you complete the circle? What are you talking about?
Well, I was angry, you know, and I blamed my my biological family for a lot of my young problems that I had. And when I went and joined the Marine Corps, I also at the time went out and searched for my biological family because I wanted to know who they were and, you know, and try and answer those questions.
How did that affect you?
It actually closed the loop.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, one side of my family didn't have anything to do with me on my father's side, but that was okay. My mother's side, you know, she tried to explain, you know, what happened, but I just told her I forgive you and, you know, we're good.
You what?
I told her I forgave her. You know, I'm not here to remind you of what happened. I'm here to say, hey, we're all doing good, and I'm glad to find out you're okay.
What's the meaning, Sean, of your company name?
Well, it's Blue Ocean. My background is in hazardous materials, chemicals, biowarfare, hazmat, that kind of stuff. And I started out remediating, cleaning up things. And so my company initially started with an environmental theme.
Mm-hmm. Frank?
Where do you learn such a sense of forgiveness at that point?
I honestly... I knew that I had to be a better person. I had to leave the anger behind, and to be successful, I had to leave it behind. I had to leave that hate, because when you hate, you're dwelling on things that are distracting you from making a positive impact.
And so now, how do you carry that forth in what it is that you do with the people that you work with on a daily basis?
Well, in the construction business, we have a lot of angry people. you know, if it's something's late, it's not on time, or you know, you got the guy who wrecks your vehicle last week, and you just go, good Lord, you know, and so you don't get angry.
Well, talk about faith. Does faith play any impact in your life?
Well,
religion.
You know, I was raised. I'm kind of a mess. I was christened Catholic. Raised Mormon, and then I decided I'm good with God and everything else. Mm-hmm. But my faith is really in, I don't know where it came from, but looking for the good in people and for people first.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
When I meet somebody new, you know, and I have that 5-second look at you, I try and look for a good attribute right away. Something rather than...
You're not going into judgment on me right away?
No, I'm looking for the good, strong points in people, because it's so easy to judge and look for negativity in people.
Aren't you afraid of getting hurt, though?
I have been, sure.
Doesn't that stop you from trying to find the good right away?
No, we say never again, and then 6 months later, we're out there doing the same daggone thing. Mm-hmm. So, You know, I mean, if you've been in business, you've said never again, and then you go, okay, just this one time.
Laura?
You know.
Sean, do you serve as a mentor to anybody within your organization?
I mentor a couple other CEOs right now that are small businesses. I've mentored just about everybody in my business in the sense that they can come talk to me anytime.
I suppose you help a lot of folks within your organization work through some of their own challenges.
I have. I've had a number of single mothers work for me. I've had one that I really liked, and she wanted to be a nurse, so I let her go to nursing school and work.
How do you strike the balance of being a business-minded, hard, often having to make those hard decisions while bringing the empathy that is so innate to who you are to the table as the business owner?
Well, I believe in second chances, but I don't believe in third. And so, you know, we're going to screw up, and you're going to screw up, and I've fired as many as 500 people at a time. So, not that I've wanted to do that, but if it comes down to it and you're disrupting everybody that's involved in the organization.
Gotcha. Andrew?
Sean, you served in the U.S. Marine Corps for 8 years.
Yes.
How does that affect your business-making decisions and the camaraderie amongst your team?
Well, it's interesting. You know, my company got its start as a one-man shop on the back of a porch. I was in emergency response, and one of the big opportunities we got was Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down there into Louisiana, and I had about 1,000 guys working for me,
mm-hmm.
and the Marine Corps in mm-hmm. 5 seconds or
mm-hmm.
less.
Mm-hmm. What's the website address for Polokai Services?
PolokaiServices.com.
PolokaiServices.com. We've been speaking with Sean Jensen, President and CEO of Polokai Services, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. It's executiveleadersradio.com. We'll be back in a moment, right after this business spotlight. Want help building your business with help from this show's CEOs? Our CEOs can help you uncover more opportunities, grow your sales, connect you, help you raise money, all the big issues, because our CEOs have been there and done that, succeeding in creating millions of jobs and earning millions of dollars. And some are available to advise you. Now, email mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. That's mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. The same CEOs you've heard on the show for 10 years may be willing to help you build your business, uncover new opportunities, grow your sales, connect you, help you raise money, all the big issues, because our CEOs have been there and done that, succeeding in creating millions of jobs and earning millions of dollars. Some of the CEOs who have appeared on our shows over the last 10 years may be willing to help you grow, assuming you're serious about your success, serious about your own success, because it all starts with the leader. If you're serious about creating your own successful business, or truly committed to putting your nose to the grindstone and doing whatever it takes to make your business successful, we may be able to match you with successful CEOs who have created millions of jobs and earned millions of dollars to help you create your success. We've established unique relationships with a unique universe of over 7,000 CEOs who have created substantial wealth for their companies, their teams, and themselves. These women and men get the build in their blood and often continue to start and build businesses even after they've created substantial wealth for themselves because they love the challenge of building a business. Perhaps we can present you and your business to some of these CEOs to gain their interest in helping you. Now, email mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. That's mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. To hopefully match you with some of the CEOs we've had on the show for the last 10 years. mentors@executiveleadersradio.com.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts, Lauren Rizzo from Cressa, Laura Van Epperen, Van Epperen, Andrew Lewis, Lewis Financial Group, Frank Pietrantonio from Cooley, as well as Will Barrington and John Schuhart. I'd like to introduce Rahul Namade, who is the chairman and president of an organization known as Validitech. What is Validitech, Rahul? What do you guys do?
Validitech is a federal IT services contractor focused on mission-critical services in IT engineering and operations.
Mm-hmm. How large or how small is this organization?
We're just over 150 employees.
150 employees. And how did you get a job with the company?
I started the company.
You started the company.
Along with my business partner. Uh-huh.
How many different schools did you go to prior to graduating high school?
I went to several. I was thinking about it, and it was about nine.
Nine different schools. How many different countries?
Across five different countries.
Five different countries, uh-huh. So that was probably pretty easy and a lot. It was exciting and fun being a kid and going to nine different schools in five different countries, wasn't it?
Not really during it. I hated it quite a bit.
What do you
because
mean?
Because every couple years we were continuously moving, new environments, new challenges, new languages.
Uh-huh. So you told us earlier that you had to make new friends. You had to understand and master new languages. You had to understand the cultures. I guess that was pretty difficult. What did that teach you? What did you learn from those difficulties that you bring into the business every day now?
Probably some of the things that I learned is how to go into unknown environments and solve them, figure out how I can navigate an unknown environment and also be able to, instantly merge with people and adapt to whatever situation is thrown.
John?
How young were you when you tried to figure out how the world works?
I was actually very young. I was one of those people who was always thinking. As far back as when I can remember the fourth grade, I was, always contemplating big things like, religion or whatever the case is, and also, trying to solve problems with why a watch isn't working or why this TV blinked out and what can I do to make it work better.
Didn't you have a problem with allergies when you were a kid or something?
Massively. So I was home a lot through school.
So what did that do to you, being home a lot?
Being home a lot gave me a lot of time to actually, do a lot of self-study. Mm-hmm. And also tinker a lot. And so through seventh grade,
did that have any effect on your business career, that ability to tinker because of the allergies?
Absolutely. It gave me the ability to basically solve problems on my own. Mm-hmm. And do the little bit of research it takes to actually to figure things out and not just always have to rely on other people to
Frank,
solve things.
What do you got there?
So Raul, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have one older sister.
Have you learned anything from your older sister?
Yeah, I learned how to write and be organized.
And why is that important?
That's pretty much the first thing you lead with in business. It's your perception of how your clients, your employees, your partners perceive you is how well you communicate, how well you connect with people, and how organized you are overall.
Mm-hmm. Who was the most influential family member growing up?
Kind of a mix. I would have to say My father grew out of the shanty towns of India really accomplished amazing things. He's still like revered in the little towns that he comes from, a little town he came from in India. You know, my mom held the entire family together as we moved everywhere all over the world and stuff. So I would say it's kind of a combination of the both of them.
Have your mom and dad been to your office?
They have.
Mm-hmm. How do you think they felt?
I think it's sort of the culmination of their American dream.
What are you talking about?
You know, it's I am a product of the foundation that they built. So I was able to take what they did and build upon it. So it's really their achievement. Also.
Did you walk them through your office?
Absolutely.
Did you introduce them to your people?
I haven't had the opportunity to bring them by during an actual business day, but that's going to happen very soon.
What did they tell you when you walked them through the office and they saw what you've done?
They sort of look around proudly, but the gauge is what they're telling all their friends.
What are they?
when they go and they tell everyone else all these tall tales of the stuff I'm doing, I'm like, okay, they're proud.
Who's got the next question?
When did you learn to question accepted methods? Because you offer your client solutions, you know, that must be a great skill to have. When did that start?
That started from a very young age. That was always, you know, there's got to be a better way to do something. You know, and then that sort of translated into also the you know, our overall business model of being consultants and not just saying, you know, okay, this is the way things have always been. You know, when I was working at Hewlett Packard, and that's when the moment hit me that I have to go into small business, is that, you know, nothing wrong with HP, but really there was so much of this is the way it's always been done, this is the way we do it, you're not, you know, no, that's not the right answer.
So what was the turning point for you?
It was one day when they posted on an org chart in San Diego, they posted a 200 person org chart, and I was leading a team of about 30 people at the time, you know, and this is when I was, I think, 24, and I was looking at this thing, and my boss's boss was the bottom person of this org chart that filled an entire wall, and I was just like, I'll never make a difference here. Mm-hmm. I can't operate in a space this large.
Mm-hmm. Laura?
Is that why you founded your own firm, to make a difference?
Yeah, that's when, you know, that's when the idea began, or where you know, small business is the way. And then after seeing it done wrong in so many places, after working in various other places, really, you know, it was this can be done a different way. We can do it by valuing employees and by building it around our employees and supporting them and having them take it the rest of the way.
How do you do that day to day?
Day to day, it's about, you know, everyone always says, well, you know, you're your own boss. And that's absolutely the diametric opposite of what we do. You know, I have hundreds of bosses now. You know, every employee is my boss, every client is my boss, every partner is my boss, every subcontractor is my boss. I'm always jumping for them, you know, and so in a way, it's you know, kind of turned upside down, but that makes me happy, you know.
Mm-hmm. What makes you happy?
Sort of supporting and growing and like the previous guest mentioned, you know, those. When I can help folks realize, you know, their career success and help them forward in that, that's really what we get out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I find fun.
Where the sense of giving back come from, mom or dad or?
I would say if I had to guess more, probably my mom. Although, you know, they they're both, you know, I guess it's more like family upbringing. They continuously give back, even though now that they're retired, they're still giving back. You know,
Frank, you got one?
When did you first become aware of how revered your father was?
It's interesting. Growing up, he was just dad, you know, who didn't let me do things. And you know, it was after college, I took a couple months off and I went to India with my mom just to go see it because.
Yeah. How young were you?
I was probably 20, 21.
I'm just going to speed it up a little bit. What effect did that have on you?
When I saw that, you know, how revered he was, you know, and folks would come and talk about the amazing things that he did and
what did that do to you?
The struggle that he went through.
What did that do to you?
It sort of, I would say, it kind of motivated me to you know, to sort of pick up and no challenge is insurmountable.
How'd you learn that?
Sorry?
How'd you learn that?
I learned that through, I guess, their experience of and growing up of that there's no challenge that can't be overcome.
You want your father to be proud of you?
Oh, absolutely.
And what was that experience when you were a kid How young were you? I'll tell you what, we'll have to come back to you. What's the website address for Validitech?
Absolutely. It's www.validitech.com. It's spelled V-A-L-I-D-E-D-A-T-E-K.
We've been speaking with Rahul Namade, who is the chairman and president of Validitech. We'll be back in a moment right after this business spotlight.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step ASAP is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohn, with my co-hosts, Lauren Rizzo-Cressa, Laura Van Epren, Van Epren, Andrew Lewis, Lewis Financial Group, Frank Pietrantonio from Cooley, and Will Barrington and John Schuer. I'd like to introduce Melissa Jezior, who's the president and CEO of Eagle Hill Consulting. Melissa, what is Eagle Hill Consulting? What do you guys do?
We're a management consulting firm for both the private sector and federal government.
Uh-huh. How large or how small is this company?
We're about 150.
And how old is the company?
We're 13 years old.
13 years old. And how long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company 13 years. I started it. I started myself.
You started the business. Uh-huh. Where are you from originally?
I'm from New Jersey.
Whereabouts in New Jersey?
Bergen County.
Bergen County, New Jersey. How many brothers and sisters?
I have one younger sister.
One younger sister. Uh-huh. And let's see. What did Mom do for a living?
She was a teacher when I was growing up.
Mm, what did Dad do for a living?
He worked for Anderson Consulting, now Accenture.
Mm-hmm. What's Dad do nowadays?
Dad works with me.
what do you mean Dad works with you? What are you talking about?
Back when I started Eagle Hill, my dad had retired from Accenture, and as he will tell you, he flunked retirement, and asked him to come and start Eagle Hill with me.
So you work with your dad on a daily basis now?
I do.
Uh-huh. What's that like?
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been working with him ever since I was a little kid. He was the one who kind of oversaw all my homework, and he's been a mentor for me my entire life. So it's great.
Does he tell you what to do nowadays?
He's got a really great way of coaching, where he never actually tells you directly what to do. It's very well received, I think, even with all the young kids in the office.
Mm-hmm. Frank, did you have a question? You had a couple earlier in the green room.
Yeah, so on your website, you describe, I think, poignantly your relationship with your dad, or how you characterize him as smart, kind, happy, gentle. How many of those things did you kind of naturally incorporate into your personality and how it is that you operate in your business?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, it's probably hard to divorce Eagle Hill from who both my father and I are. So I think it's very much part of our culture. I think we do try to be kinder and gentler than a lot of the bigger firms. And as I know some of my colleagues around the table here today, I think we put people first, mm-hmm. and that I think makes a big difference.
You had an experience. You mentioned an experience with your uncle when you were 14. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
My uncle's a UPS driver, and one of my first jobs, he got me on his route at a nail salon. Mm-hmm. So I was responsible for, I was the receptionist. So, yeah. But I was telling everybody earlier, I really worked on kind of revamping the nail salon. So I redid how they managed their appointments. I reorganized all of the nail polish colors. I redid all their signage.
And how old were you?
14 or 15.
14 years old. So it sounds like you're a pretty driven, you know, capable lady. And earlier we were talking, and we asked you if you had any, you know, issues come up in your teenage years, and you mentioned something that happened. What was that all about?
I had, in high school, really wanted to go to Duke University. I was a big Duke basketball fan. But I didn't get in. So it was one of my big, my first failure, or my first taste of failure, I would say.
And you mentioned somebody wrote a letter?
Yes, my younger sister, unbeknownst to me at the time, was appalled that they didn't let her big sister in, and wrote a letter to Duke telling them what a big mistake they had made.
Why did she write the letter? This is your younger sister.
Yeah, I think she saw the impact. I mean, I was pretty upset.
Why would typically younger sisters wouldn't care, though? Why would she write the letter?
I think we're very close. And I think she saw the impact it had on me, and it impacted her as a result.
Mm-hmm. Frank?
So how did you bounce back? I mean, like you said, you spent the entire high school goal is to go to Duke, and then you don't get in, and that's a pretty big disappointment. What do you do to bounce back from that?
That's a good question. Well, after crying my eyes out, I think I tried to throw myself into what was next. What was the next goal that I could kind of get my head around and focus on? I think that's how I really, that's how I turned it around.
Laura?
Did that setback shape you, who you are today as a business leader?
Yeah, how'd that affect you?
Absolutely. I think I refuse failure now. So I think it happens, as every business owner knows it happens. I think it's just a matter of figuring out, okay, that didn't work. What are we going to do different? What are we going to do? How are we going to manage? How are we going to move forward?
So tell us how you thrived at William & Mary. That's where you went, right?
It is. I actually did not like William & Mary very much. Thriving, I'm not so sure. Actually, if all my life, that's probably one experience I did not enjoy very much. And mostly because I'm a very much of a people person. And William & Mary, if anyone knows it, it's a very study-oriented organization, which I can do as well. I think for me, my real blossoming took place after college.
Mm-hmm. What did you get from Mom?
Mom is very sensitive and also very, very much a people person. So, and I think I am as well.
Mm-hmm. How does that play into the consulting world? That's really knowledge, expertise, advice. Who
and
needs the people.
People
person stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it is. Yes, and all of that, but in the heart of it, it really is about people and figuring out what makes people tick and how to help people kind of improve whatever is surrounding them, whatever problem is they're facing.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever take any other risk when you, after high school?
Oh, I think starting a business in and of itself is a big risk.
Did you move across country?
I did.
Tell us about that.
My husband is a doctor. He got his residency in Seattle, so we picked up and moved across country. Didn't know anybody. It was back when the internet was booming, so I quit my job and joined an internet company. So it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fearless in spite of setbacks. Are you highly adept at picking yourself up and charging forward, staying focused on the best and brightest of the future?
I think so, actually. I think I'm very, very much future-oriented. I think that's how I do manage to be immune to. I don't want to say I'm immune to failure, because failure hurts and it's hard, but it's always about looking forward and figuring out what you can do differently.
Mm. How do you balance life? You were a consultant at Accenture. Now you're running a company and you have three kids. Is that right?
I do.
How do you balance work-life balance? How do you deal with that?
I think I heard someone say earlier priorities. I think every day it's figuring out what's a priority. And some days that's your kids. Some days that's life. Some days that's business.
What's the similarity between being a mom and being the CEO?
Probably everything and nothing. I think the everything part is that you're charged with helping grow and develop and turn these little people into successful, thriving adults. And I think the parallel there is you're trying to do some very, very similar things to folks in your own organization. How do you help them build and grow?
No, I thought the idea with the business is that if somebody doesn't do the job, you just fire them. What are you talking about? You're developed. What are you talking about?
I think I heard someone say this earlier. I think everyone has a second chance in them. I believe in that. I think a third chance is where you're pushing it. So I think sometimes, if anyone's read Jim Collins, it's getting the right person in the right seat in the right bus.
Mm-hmm. Frank?
So how do you scale that sense of, kind of cultivating and helping people succeed from a couple of children up to 150 employees?
I think you almost just said it right there. Is I think it's remembering it's not just a group of 150 employees. It's made up of 150 individuals, and focusing on the person.
Mm-hmm. Will?
How does a person thrive at Eagle Hill?
That's a good question. I think people they work hard, but I think they also we are very much a family, a work family. So I think it is caring for the person next to you, and really caring for our clients and figuring out how to help people.
Mm-hmm. John?
We could fill the Arlington Chamber of Commerce with successful heads of consulting companies here in the Washington area. What makes you and Eagle Hill different than all the others out there?
That's a good question. I think I keep talking about people, but I believe in that. We have, I believe, the best people in our industry. And we follow an insane recruiting methodology to back that up called top grading. And I think how we approach problems, we're very collaborative.
Yeah, it sounds to me. I mean, the experience you had with your sister, where your sister stepped up to defend you, it's not common, my sense is that you come from a pretty close, in fact, considering you're working with your dad, you know, you
and my mom too, actually.
Wow. So talk about a really intimate relationship with your family. I've got to believe that that's affecting your relationships with your business teammates. Am I correct about that?
I think it impacts them in a really positive way. I think that we do try to treat people as individuals and as a family, working toward the same goal.
Yeah, and I think it's because of those family relationships as a young child, John.
How young were you when this connection or first came out?
Yeah.
When did you realize that you were a people person, that this connection was really what life was all about?
You know, we understand that that it was pretty exceptional. Your sister stepped up to the plate to write the letter. What other kinds of exceptional stuff regarding the family unit showed up when you were a kid? What other kinds of stuff showed up? Well, your dad was mentoring you, as opposed to some dads would be yelling at their daughters. Mm-hmm. It sounded like you had a pretty good, a pretty close relationship.
I had a fantastic relationship with both my parents growing up. I think, you know, my dad traveled a ton as a kid, but I have no memory of him not being there.
There you go. What's the website address for Eagle Hill Consulting?
EagleHillConsulting.com.
EagleHillConsulting.com. We've been speaking with Melissa Jezior, who is the president and CEO of Eagle Hill Consulting, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment right after this business spotlight. And your name is?
Ron Petrie.
And Ron, what organization are you with?
Aronomy.
And what is Aronomy?
Aronomy is a high-tech company doing cloud computing and virtualization for the higher education space and some of the state and locals.
And what do you do for your clients that's special?
We actually have got a niche spot for looking at how to take the unique things such as cybersecurity and putting it out in the cloud where it's not going to contaminate, and give the schools the capability of teaching virtually on the cloud.
Mm-hmm. And who are your clients typically?
Higher education, colleges, mm-hmm. universities, mm-hmm. K-12. Mm-hmm. We're doing it with the state and locals. Mm-hmm. They're finding out that they don't have the budget anymore for buying the IT infrastructure and mm-hmm. keeping it up mm-hmm. with all the personnel. So we're doing that for them.
And what do you like about your job?
The diversity of it. It's really kind of fun. I came out of teaching myself for about 10 years at one of the mm-hmm. local university mm-hmm. colleges here. Mm-hmm. And got a chance to see how it really would be beneficial to the college.
And what have your clients told you? Why do they like you guys?
It turns out we have kind of a unique space, especially in the cybersecurity area. Mm-hmm. We partner with all the larger players, the Amazon, the Googles and such. Mm-hmm. But the issue becomes one of, if you want to try and do things like cybersecurity, where somebody's going to put a virus out in your system, mm-hmm. you don't want to do that out there where somebody else has all their other systems up.
Is your background technology?
Actually, I have a degree in business at American University, so it's a combination of technology business. And such. I actually have a crypto background.
What is your website address?
It's aronomy.com.
How do you spell that?
Aeronomy.
.com. Aronomy.com. We've been speaking with your name again?
Ron Petrie.
From?
Aronomy.
This is Herb Cohn. We'll be back in a moment right after this business spotlight.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is, you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Mr. Mark Wertheimer, who's a shareholder and partner in an organization known as Seltzer, Gervich, Rabin, Wertheimer, Paulette, and Obesny.
Obesny.
Obesny. And what is this thing? What is this organization all about?
We're a law firm in Montgomery County that's been in existence for 35 years.
Mm-hmm. What kind of law do you guys do?
We have three prongs to the practice, transactional real estate and business, estate planning, and litigation.
Interesting. And so where are you from originally, Mark?
Grew up in New York City.
New York City. Which part of New York City?
Queens.
Queens, New York. And where are mom and dad from?
My parents both emigrated from Germany as children. My mom was 3 when she came over in 1937. My dad was 13 when he came over in 1940.
Why'd they come to the United States?
They fled Nazi oppression in Germany.
And how'd they get here? Where'd the money come from, or how'd they get here? What happened there?
They had a relative who sponsored them when they came over. Mm-hmm. What I didn't realize growing up, but I've come to learn, is their parents were all successful merchants in their town, but mm-hmm. they left everything behind them, came over here, and started from nothing.
What did your mom do for a living?
She was a bookkeeper in the garment center in New York City.
What did your dad do for a living?
And my dad was a taxi driver in New York City.
What did you learn from your dad? What was the lesson your dad tried to teach you?
Well, two lessons, really. One is you need to be resilient in life, and you need to pick yourself up, and you don't look behind, you look ahead, and you make the best out of every day. Mm-hmm. And the second is my dad was a very, very positive person, and mm-hmm. He always tried to bring a smile to everybody else's face mm-hmm. that he dealt with and mm-hmm. would give somebody the shirt off your back. So I mm-hmm. think if you do the right thing by people, that pays off in spades and comes around and helps you.
Uh-huh. How could he possibly think that, considering all the tragedy he had been through, leaving everything behind?
Well, you can dwell on the past and to be a miserable person, or you mm-hmm. can look mm-hmm. forward and mm-hmm. with a smile on your face and try to make the best out uh-huh. of the situation. And uh-huh. I think as I look across 600 clients, mm-hmm. everybody has a failure. Mm-hmm. You can dwell on the failure, or you can
you
pick
married,
up and
you married
keep
or single? You married or single?
Married.
Mm-hmm. Married how many years?
36 years.
36 years. And tell me about what kind of impact has your wife had on your life?
She's my soulmate. She is fully supportive.
What do you mean she's your soulmate? I'm not sure I understand.
We come from very different backgrounds, but yet share the same set of values. We want to do right by people. We're very family-oriented. You know, there's a saying, she's made a house a home, and she has in fact done that, and she helped me run my own law firm for 16 years and was a physical therapist before that. And
what'd you learn from your wife that you bring to the law practice every day?
it's all about people. When you're working with a client, behind the client is a person and a family and their children, and you try to help them succeed for their family's benefit.
Did your dad ever meet your wife?
Yes.
What did your dad think of your wife when he first met her?
Loved her.
Why?
Again, people, person, and bringing that set of values of helping people. As I said, she started as a physical therapist and helping others, and shared a set of values there.
So you're all about this. You're all about this people thing. And why did you become an attorney? Why an attorney?
I like building things. Growing up in New York City, I'd walk around with a camera and take pictures of old tenement buildings. Then when they were torn down and the new buildings built. And what I do as an attorney is I have a real estate and business practice. I build things. I help clients build companies.
So at an early age, you must have had a high opinion of attorneys, and you were on that track. Tell us about that. Is that when you decided to be an attorney?
No. In fact, I wanted to be anything but an attorney. I had a very low opinion of attorney. I equated attorneys with politicians and not fine upstanding citizens, and my father-in-law influenced me in that regard, and in college convinced me that you can't generalize like that. You have to look behind the people in the profession.
Lauren?
Two immigrant parents. I'm sure you had a childhood job. What was it, and why did you get it?
How young were you when you started making money?
Oh, I was 8, 9 years old. You know, the traditional paper route, and then working in the local hardware store, and then working in the garment center where my mother worked. And
why'd you get those jobs? Why'd you have those jobs?
I won't say I ever lacked for anything growing up, but if I wanted anything beyond the basics, I needed to earn that for myself.
Laura?
Mark, you're fabulously successful as an attorney, and yet you credit who as your greatest accomplishment or what?
I look at the greatest accomplishment as my children. That I have three children, each of whom is pursuing what they're passionate about, each of whom has no boomerangs. They're out of the house. They're each going on their own path and so, enjoying it.
So it sounds to me like one of the reasons that you feel these kids are so, one of the reasons you're so happy with your life is because of your kids, and it's because your kids have found their passion?
Yes, I think each one of them have. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a key for everybody's
Frank,
success.
Do you have a question there?
Well, I was going to go back to your youth a little bit, and you know, both your parents are working. You have more time for yourself. How did that kind of, if you will, free or independent time shape how you developed?
I was what you would call a latchkey kid growing up. Mom was at work. I got home from school. I had a snack, and I could play sports all day. I could do homework, but I realized that life is about prioritizing, and there were some days where I came home and had to do the homework, and other days where I was out playing basketball morning, noon, and night.
But, I mean, was that innate, this sense of prioritization, or did you learn it or get it modeled for you?
I watched both parents work hard and prioritize and accomplish what they did within their respective careers.
Good. Andrew?
Your parents emigrated from Germany, and they left everything behind. That doesn't seem very fair, but when earlier you were talking, where do you get a sense of fairness in treating your clients that way?
I have found and saw it in my parents that when you treat people fairly, it comes back. When I handle business transactions, there's a win-lose approach or scorched earth approach where your client wins and everybody else loses, and they'll never do another transaction with that set of people again. And then there's a win-win approach where everybody leaves with something, and people want to form relationships and do repeat business.
Mark, what's the website address for Seltzer, Gervich, Raven, Wertheimer, Paulette, and Obesny?
It's SeltzerGervich.com.
Let me have that one more time.
SELZERGURVITCH.com.
Excellent. We've been speaking with Mark Wertheimer, shareholder and partner of Seltzer, Gervich, Raven, Wertheimer, Paulette, and Obesny. John, will you please give us the rundown on who else we've had the opportunity of speaking with today?
Yes, we talked to Sean Jensen, President and CEO of Polokai Services, Rahul Namade, Chairman and President of Validitech, Melissa Jezier, President and CEO of Eagle Hill Consulting, And that was Mark Wertheimer, shareholder and partner of Seltzer, Gervich, Rabin, Wertheimer, Pollitt, and Obesny.
I'd like to thank my co-hosts for giving me a hand structuring the questions. I'll be providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. It's executiveleadersradio.com. Thank you for joining us today, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.